B-Pod Studios.
Hello. It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
Oh, I still can't believe Saturday. What a day. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Happy, happy Monday to all across the Delaware Valley. Jason is back. I'm Cuz, and it's the Midday Show. After a thrilling victory on Saturday where we saw a team come together. We saw the fight, but we saw Jimmy Butler have Joe's back. We saw Ben get mad and go from a very active kind of passive participant where he was taken away from guys to then being on the ball and ball dominant and playing terrific and winning the game down the stretch with Joel Embiid, who suddenly lost all his fatigue. What a game. The Sixers go up 3-1, Jason. They will close it out on Tuesday night right here at Wells Fargo.
Yeah, it's over. And Jared Dudley, it was like a shot of adrenaline for Embiid. Thanks, Jared. We appreciate it. He gave him a shot of HGH and adrenaline combination.
It was.
And you're right. And Butler gets booted out of the game. And Ben, what did he do? He became an alpha. How about that? And the defensive play at the end was incredible. But just the way he looked, his demeanor, oh man, awesome.
You saw him, you have seen him grow.
Oh, exponentially.
People, I want to see him improve. Did he improve? Did he improve his shot? And we've argued all last week. Mm-hmm. And you have seen a different player. You have seen a player, and even the staunch haters can't say anything. Even you guys need to recognize after what you saw, after Jimmy Butler gets ejected, he was the one who controlled the ball.
Yeah.
And I thought Brett's plan was fantastic. I loved how he approached the game. He had Jimmy handle the basketball because he knew what they were trying to do with Ben. And his counter was Jimmy holding was Jimmy basically running the offense. And he ran a little bit with Tobias, and it was great. And then he went back to Ben and said, don't worry about it. You know, just take what you got. And he took it. He attacked the rim. He was going toward the rim. He wasn't fading away. He
wasn't picking up his dribble.
He was sensational. Yeah. He was focused. He just played such a great floor game. No matter what happens against Toronto, this series has two lasting effects for me, Jason. One, the growth of Ben Simmons.
And two, let me guess it. You got to resign Jimmy Butler.
Well, I already knew that. You know I was all about Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, you're on the Butler wagon.
But to that point, two, the close knit of this team. Mm. This team started to get close. We talked about it in the road win against Milwaukee, the home win against Boston in the regular season, where they got close. And then you saw it during the series. And when Jimmy runs instinctively to have Joe's back, and then afterwards, like, there was some love going on there.
Yep.
That's a big deal.
And I see Tobias talking about it after. Now, I feel like he's now integrated himself into the team, not from just a basketball standpoint, but from a teammate, brother-to-brother standpoint.
Indeed, but even better a basketball standpoint. Because you saw the last two games.
Yeah, he knows where to go on the floor now.
He was not passive. Mm-hmm. You know, there were times where he does it on purpose. Doesn't want to step on anybody's toes.
Yep. I just got here.
Tobias the friendly ghost.
Yep.
Well, Tobias showed some teeth.
And he's showing that he can not only integrate himself in the basketball, but also at very important times. He makes very important baskets. And you know, I'm watching these games on my iPad Thursday night, and I'm blown away by Ben. And I see the flush at the end of the first half. I go, oh, man, look at that look on his face. That's a guy who's playing the game at a different level. And you can see the growth in his. Yeah, he didn't grow a shot in the offseason, but his game, and it was all about the playoffs. As much as these playoffs are about Jimmy Butler and Brett Brown, they're just as much about a guy like Ben Simmons, and to me, you can see the growth in his games and based on what you've seen, and especially, even though he was statistically better Thursday, he was more important in that game on Saturday, to me.
Because well, the minute Jimmy goes out. Yeah, Jimmy goes out.
And they battled back.
We wondered, how would they react without their closer?
Yep.
How would it be, and you knew it was a tight game. Mm-hmm. Brooklyn's playing for its playoff life. That was the series.
Oh, yeah.
That was everything for Brooklyn. So they're playing for their lives. How would they respond? And no Butler. What's going to happen? There was some home cooking early.
Yep.
So what happens? And, man, Ben was fabulous. Was just absolutely fabulous.
Well, it started at the defensive end of the floor. I mean, they held Brooklyn to 17 points. And at the end of that game, they were just on their defensive game. They were on the ball.
Joe was SWAT.
Give me the music. I mean, it was crazy.
The SWAT music.
The comeback was, you know, to do that in the final couple minutes of that game and then finally get a lead. And you're like, oh, my goodness. You got to be kidding me, right? Tremendous.
This is what he was during that game.
His effect is outrageous.
Watch what?
I'm crapping on set on Thursday.
Watch what?
When he's a no-go. But it's Ben who leads the way. Then he comes back and all the craziness in the beginning of that game.
I hope y'all keep trusting the process.
Oh, man.
he was awesome.
Dude, they're straight up like ratings in entertainment, man. That team is...
Oh, they're the best. They're the best. So I was going back and forth. My buddy, we had him on last week, Frank Isola.
Yeah.
So Frank from ESPN, and he has a show on NBA radio.
Yep.
So me and him were going back and forth this morning about Embiid, because he was like, wow, you know, he loved the Jared Dudley move. I get it. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. Like laughing on the podium.
Yeah.
They kept saying, wow, they need a beating after that. And Joe needs a beating. Joe needs
to come up.
And people want to talk about is that team.
Yeah.
He does his show with Scalabrine, right?
Uh-huh.
And so I'm telling tell your boy Scal to shut up.
Yeah.
Take his medicine for Joe Swatson.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is like, MP does. Oh, you want to give me my come up? Too late. I'm just going. I don't care who you are. He is an equal opportunity offender. He'll go at the best player on a team or in the league, like guys like Harden or Russell Westbrook. He doesn't care.
No.
I mean, he wants a bigger target.
No, he died.
I mean, Dudley's the idiot who started this mess.
Well,
here.
What is great though? Like, it's so good. It's so rich.
Yeah,
Dudley.
Because it's real.
I talked about this last week, Jace. Dudley is a cross between a cretin and a serial killer and Popeye Jones.
Popeye Jones.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's the three of that combined.
Okay. That's an interesting combination.
Like if a cretin and Popeye Jones had a love child,
yeah,
it would be him. Jared Dudley.
All right, it'd be Jared Dudley. Okay. Well, I got to really think about that before I comment on it. But I get what you're saying. The guy's an idiot, basically. Well, what he's doing is inciting the best players on the floor.
Yeah, but guess what, though? You know,
it's great theater.
You had to do. I mean, honestly, he makes the right play. I mean, you're supposed to do that.
Sure, he's trying to take their head out of the game.
He traded. Basically, you were talking about it was a hockey move. You should love it.
Yeah.
Because basically, it was trading him for Jimmy Butler.
It was Carcillo for Crosby.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
It was a smart move.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you go, I'll take that trade off from a basketball standpoint any day of the week. But it's been so entertaining. And you're like, you know, the next series, there's going to be another target. Is it going to be Kyle Lowry and Ben Simmons?
Yeah,
I
don't want to get to that series.
But what I can guarantee is
that's different animal.
There's going to be drama because whenever Embiid's involved, and I love the way that Ben's handled it, by the way. I love the fact that he looked at him the other day and was like, give me a break.
You know, he said during the shoot around, when he said Jared Dudley, he says you're average and they make in half court. And he goes,
Jared Dudley?
Because it's Jared Dudley. Like, give me a break.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, were you serious?
Yeah.
So it's been great. And Dudley's been poking at him during the game.
Oh, yeah. He made that three early and he like is taunting him. And Simmons looked like, are you serious, dude? Yeah. You blow.
Yeah. It is awesome. It is so great.
It's entertaining. I got to tell you that. And that's what the NBA does. They market superstars. And when your superstars are marketable and they're the ones mixing it up, it's incredible.
Well, I gotta tell you, I love these playoffs. I've enjoyed every round, every series. I mean,
every element
has been really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
There's been, we'll get into it later on because we'll go dive into each series. I got a prediction.
You got an upset?
For the next round.
Really?
Yeah.
In the Eastern Conference or the Western Conference?
Yeah, in the East.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, well, stay tuned and find out, as they say in radio parlance. Yeah. Well, very interesting, and also Donovan McNabb had some things to say. We have to get into that, I guess. And it's draft week, dude.
I'm embarrassed.
Dude, it's draft week.
Yeah, dude, I got no juice for
it. Neither
yet.
Do I.
Like, honestly, I feel like talking basketball today.
Yeah.
I'll always talk football. So, you know, we'll get into it. I'm thinking tomorrow and Thursday, the day of the first round. So tomorrow we'll do some good draft stuff. Today, I mean, people want to talk. I got stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
It's totally overshadowed.
But I'm not, like I'm always in.
Mm.
But I be honest with you, my focus has been all basketball.
Yeah. With the first pick in the 2019 NFL draft. Like, wake me up when that happens.
Yeah, I love the draft. Yeah, the draft's unbelievable. You know, it's on ABC this year.
Yeah.
Robin Roberts is hosting the draft.
Yep.
That's how big the draft is.
Oh, it's a huge deal. But like you said,
the NFL draft's on three different channels.
Yeah.
ABC, ESPN, NFL Network.
And we, in past years, we would have talked about this draft for a month, 5 weeks leading up to it. Trying to figure out the needs and all that stuff. But when you got other things cooking.
I know.
And there's so much cooking in this town.
A lot of cook.
I mean, we got a lot of chefs. 610-632-0975. Great to be back. It's Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let me tell you about Parks Casino. My sports book of choice. I got to tell you, I'm just in such a giddy mood. Over this team. Forgive me. But hopefully you went over to Parks Casino over the weekend and dove in for some 10-9-8-76ers. Look, Parks Casino, PA's number one casino. Tremendous. We do the sports book. We're there. It's my sports book. I love the place. It's the home of Cuz's Corner every Thursday. They also have two other satellite locations. The Oaks Sports and Race Book. In Oaks, PA, run a 422. And, of course, the South Philly Race and Sports Book on Packer Avenue in the shadows of the stadiums. Right there, the South Philly Race and Sports Book. Great stuff. Listen, they also have something called the Bet Slip Builder app, which is tremendous. You can plot out all your bets using the latest odds from Parks Casino. They have it all. Great people. And, by the way, at all three locations, you can cash your tickets. Make sure you head up to Parks Casino, PA's number one casino. It's an incredible spot. Bet with the best. The sports book at Parks Casino, PA's number one casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
O'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. When you're searching for windows, search windownation.com.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
All right, I gotta say one thing off the McNabb situation. Now, Jason, I don't care whatever happens from here on out, because I always get into fights. I'm not getting into a fight. I'm gonna say one thing. I loathe Donovan McNabb, and the reason why I loathe him is he so badly wants the Eagles to fail. It's obvious if you look at him and read into everything he says, he's wishing that the Eagles fail. He hated the fact that the Eagles won a Super Bowl and he wasn't the quarterback. He doesn't care about this franchise. He doesn't like the fans. He is a creep of all creeps. And I wish they would reignite that number. All right? So unretire the number.
Yep.
Should never have retired that number in the first place. They should unretire it. He doesn't have the best Eagles' best interest at heart. You can hear it right through. You can read right through it that he wants them to fail. Like, why would you say, well, if he doesn't lead the Eagles in the playoffs next two rounds, you're wishing it. You can say it.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to debate it. You want to call up and you love him? Go ahead. Go be in bed with the enemy because that's what he is.
Well, you can always see he is so bad at hiding his agenda. It's so bad because it's always passive aggressive the way he does it. And you can read right through it. You can see that he mentions the second round. Why does he mention that round? Because he got the NFC Championship games, and that's where he failed. It's so obvious. I loved what Lane Johnson tweeted. Did you see this, by the way? All the
snakes? With the snake emojis. And he has a snake.
And he goes right at him, at Donovan McNabb. Snake, snake, snake emoji, and you wonder why nobody respects you when you come back.
Listen, they hated him in the locker room, all right? Half that team hated him. Half the team was on T.O.'s side. I know. I was there. I know Anthony. I know all the guys that hated him. Because I used to have conversations with them. And there is a reason why. Because it was all about him.
What was me?
It was all him. Him.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
At this point,
but you know what? It doesn't matter. He's far away. The only thing that saddens me is that he's linked to this franchise.
Yeah. Well, they need to unlink him. Because I want to mentally unlink him. I just don't want to deal with him anymore. He's of no consequence anymore. He doesn't have a platform. He doesn't have a job. He's had all these issues off the field since he's retired.
I don't care about issues or whatever. Yeah. Guys have issues.
No,
guys have
I don't care about that.
I don't care, whatever. I don't wish ill will to the man.
No, me neither. I just don't want to deal with him.
I just think he doesn't love the franchise. I know he doesn't.
Mm.
You can read it. He doesn't love it. He loves himself. He doesn't love the franchise. You got to love the franchise. If you're going to be a part of the
alumni,
the future, and be a part of the franchise forever. You gotta love the franchise.
Yeah,
I don't get one sense of one iota that he bleeds green.
No, me neither. And you can see it; it's written all over everything he says. Look at guys like Jaws who played here. Jaws loves the team.
You know, and
like a fan,
without a doubt. Without a doubt, he loves that franchise. Yeah. He loves it. He considers himself an Eagle.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Forever
Harold Carmichael.
Yeah. Trot.
Exactly.
There's guys all over. Todd Herman.
Right. And Trot,
Brent Celek.
Right. And Trot doesn't. B. West.
Yeah.
B. West loves the Eagles.
Dawkins.
That
goes without saying.
Yeah.
He's Mr. Eagle.
Right. But look at Brian, right? Brian will criticize him because that's what he's supposed to do. But you know, when I listen to Brian Westbrook, I believe he's got the city's best at heart. He's got the franchise best at heart. We all got to criticize. That's the job. But there's doing it in a way of positivity. There's doing it in a way where you can be malicious, and you want maliciousness, and I feel it from him.
Yeah, I think when Donovan McNabb watches a game on his own by himself when nobody's watching,
oh, he's definitely rooting against them.
He does not get a good feeling when things go positive.
No, like a B. West is constructive.
Yes. But B. West gets excited when they do well.
Exactly. Well, that's why.
That's the reaction that he has physically.
That's why he's a really good analyst, and that's why he's endeared here.
Yeah, that's why the fans love him and always will. It's been just the opposite with five.
All I really want from you as a former player, and I believe in it. I heard somebody call the radio station over the weekend. Was like, well, what do you care about a former player? Here's why I care about the former player. Because I do believe in that aspect of the 4-for-4 family. And if you played here, and particularly if you played here for a long time, I want you to be part of that family. I want you to love that family. Even if you've left and went back to wherever you go back to live.
Yep.
I want you to be part of the family. I love the fact that, you know, Larry Boa and Mike Schmidt and Jimmy Rollins now is coming back home.
Yep.
And all these. Ryan Howard is part of a big deal right here, 76 Capitol, Conshohocken, 10 minutes from here.
Yeah.
You know, all this stuff, that's a cool thing. Mm-hmm. That's all part of what the family's supposed to be.
Yeah, there's a magnetism to the area. And that when you played here, it got its teeth in you.
Right.
Right? 610-632-0975.
Forgive me, I digress.
No, but I mean, look at it.
Because I want to talk Sixers, but I digress. You and I talked about it during the break, and it really rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah, well, look, he's a horse's ass, and he will always be. We just need to accept the fact that that's the way he is. And for each individual, it's how much you choose to let that bother you. Like, I got to treat McNabb like Bayless and these other clown coward and go, I'm not going to let him bother me anymore.
No, I don't bother this. I just want to say my piece and be done with it.
Yeah.
Look, think about it. If this is, let's see if Andrew gets this reference. If this was Winterfell, the battle at Winterfell.
That's Game of Thrones, right?
Yes.
Who?
You don't watch Thrones? I thought you were.
No, I haven't seen an episode.
Oh, never mind. I got it.
So,
forget it.
If it wasn't that old Winterfell, 610-632.
He would be the traitor.
Oh, okay. He's like.
Five's the traitor.
He's a Benedict Arnold?
Yeah, he's.
I'm embarrassed.
He's totally a traitor. I wanted to get rid of all his drops. I wanted to do with the
you
Flyers.
You want full expunge?
Yeah, I want his voice out.
I would say no.
I want all that done.
The number five will always love you. There's a legendary
out.
Drop.
I want him out. I want it out because it's a lie.
It's an overcompensation.
It's a lie is
yeah.
What it is.
Yeah. Number five will always passively aggressive love you.
Number no. Five will always
that we get
love
something
you.
In return.
Number five will hate you. And yeah. Don't make no mistake of it.
And present it as love. 610-632-0975. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Ramon in Mount Airy on the Fanatic. What's up, Ramon?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? What's going on?
Yo,
hey,
Ramon.
Hey, man, I got to say real quick on Five, he got a lot of nerve, man. This is a guy who couldn't even audible without checking with the coach first.
Yeah.
He got a lot of nerve.
Yeah.
he's just envy, man. That's envy. But we're going to talk about our Sixers right
Let's
now.
Let's do it, Ramon.
Yeah. Listen, and I'm going to say this, man. I like the comeback and everything that they did. And the young guys stepped up. The team stepped up as a whole. They got aggressive. They locked down. Moving forward, I want to see, is it possible that Brett is able to run the offense through Ben, even while Joe is on the floor? Because it could space it out. The aggression on the both for Ben and even with Tobias, it kind of, they were there. But the big guy had a role, and I'm not going to get that. But I want to see, is he able to do that even with Joe on the floor?
Well, didn't you see it? I saw them on Saturday.
Okay.
I mean, you see, after Jimmy gets ejected, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Basically, Ben and Joe played the rest of the game.
Yeah, they did.
And I thought they were terrific together. I hear okay. you. I always hear from people say, well, can they coexist? And my answer is yes. There's times when Joe's got to be up top, right? He can't play. Yeah. He don't have the wind to post up at every possession. So
right.
I think they can definitely. I think they're a dream matchup.
Yeah, and when that happens. Ramon, Ben needs to recognize that it's a great opportunity for him to go down on the block.
Right, that's exactly
and
what I'm
occupy
saying.
That
that's
space.
And that's what I was getting at. That's well, you got to let him maybe. Yeah, that's what I was getting at. It's
okay.
He has to recognize that. I know they can cause this. I'm not saying they don't. I want this to be.
Well,
I want
flourish,
this to
I
be,
mean. Like they flourish together.
Yeah, I want
together.
Them to flourish together. But everything I saw there, man, it was amazing. I had to come back and watch the game again because it was out on the family outing. So I came back, taped the game. So I had to rewatch it.
Mm.
And
what'd you do? What'd you do, Ramon? Would you have a little cookout?
No, actually, we went to cookout, then we went out downtown. We went to an event downtown, man. We were at the convention center.
Oh, that's
nice.
Wife
for the son. We hung out,
bro.
Man.
That's
had a
cool.
Nice day, man. So then after that, I had to catch the game. Appreciate it. I had to catch the game on the radio. And, you know, I'm going bananas in the car.
I can imagine. I know we talked last week, Ramon. I ain't feeling it, brother.
Nuts.
Tom, thanks, Ramon, for the call. Tom McGinnis is going ape in that game. I didn't hear it because I was up in Cape Cod. I'm out of town. I got to hear all the highlights this morning. And I got in there, I'm going through all the highlights and listening to Tommy go, Craig, you want to hear what, you know,
yeah,
the
listen,
moment.
At 12 o'clock, you don't want to go anywhere because at 12 o'clock, you will hear the Tom McGinnis Ensemble. of the game.
The symphony?
You will hear the entire highlight package of the game.
Yeah.
We'll replay some of the game. And we used to do this for the Eagles, where we went back and looked at the game and how it played back. It was
like almost charting it.
It was the Monday playback.
Yeah.
Is what we would do. And we're going to do that today.
Oh, noon. I can't wait.
So we'll make sure that happens. It was incredible. I got to tell you, I was freaking out on Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how.
Yeah.
I love this stuff.
Well, that's the series right there. If you can take them in game four and there
took
and
their heart.
Sweep their building, yeah. Then you're in great shape. Now, I'm up there and watching sports. We have our rituals that we watch it with, you know. Like, you like to sit in the same spot, or you just want to be in a comfortable environment. So I'm in a hotel. And I'm watching, and I got like three channels on this TV, and it says ESPN on the listing, but then I turn it on, it's like there's subscription service, I can't get it on the TV. So I'm watching it on the iPad. I'm watching the game with headphones on my iPad. Playoff basketball. And I tweeted about it, and people were saying, dude, you gotta unplug. And I'm like, no. Vacation's about two things. Three things. Vacation's about getting away from work and clearing your head. Doing the things that you want to do, that you not always can do, but the things that you get enjoyment out of when you don't have to work. So I get enjoyment out of watching the Sixers in the playoffs. So I was locked in on the iPad.
Well, I don't understand why.
What people are saying, you need you get away, just unplug. Well, there's years and
not
years.
Not watch the game?
Yeah, there's years and
if
years
that
went by.
If you didn't watch the game, I would have locked the door of the studio.
Yeah.
You would not be welcome in the studio if you didn't watch the game.
Isn't one thing about vacations about is doing what you want because you're on vacation?
Yes.
And things you enjoy. I enjoy the Sixers in the playoffs.
You better. That's right. Because, I mean, listen, we're sports people.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. I don't understand that whole...
Yeah, my wife wasn't even like, dude,
first of
what
all,
are you doing? She totally got it.
If people are... First of all, people got to mind their own business, all right? whatever you like to do, then you enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you not to do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
But
on my time.
Right. Leave me alone. If I'm you, I'm going...
Yeah, I was like, dude, I love watching the game. I sat around for years not watching playoff basketball with the Sixers. You know why? Because they weren't in it.
Yeah.
And now they're in it. Now I'm going to just turn my back on them because I'm in Cape Cod. And with technology today, and then my team's at, boom, I'm watching the game. It's beautiful.
Well, you're right. And listen, I'm serious. That thing gets bolted shut.
Yeah. Dead bolt the door. I could have had an extra day off. I should have said I didn't watch it. Could have had the vacation day from the vacation. You know what I'm saying? Seven-hour drive.
Sometimes you need that.
Oh, after a seven-hour drive with three kids in the car?
Sometimes you need that, brother. Sometimes.
You're absolutely right. Now, Ant, we're through now four games of this series, and we need to hear from some of the jury members because significant evidence has been presented in this trial already.
On behalf of Brett.
Brett, and look, this is the prosecution's case. We haven't gotten to the defense yet. You know what I mean? So significant evidence has been, introduced here.
Here's the thing, though.
And he's come off pretty good.
He's come off really good.
Yeah.
And I can tell you.
Adjustments, rotations.
I love what Brett has done. I do.
Yeah.
I love what he's done. You know as well as I do, the key evidence will happen next round.
Yeah, we're not into the DNA evidence yet.
Like that, the key evidence.
This is exculpatory.
But I will tell you, I love what I've seen so far. I absolutely love it.
Now, you were a guy that kept saying, and you would say, I'm just hoping when they get to the playoffs, he's got another card that he's going to play. And he's played a different card. The rotation's totally different.
He has adjusted,
mm-hmm.
He has adapted. I think he's done a great job. I think he's challenged them. I think he's done a great job. I really do. I think he's done a wonderful job.
He's overcome adversity, too. He lost Embiid in game three. I mean, he's overcome.
First of all, game four, Embiid is questionable up until tip.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a tough way to coach when you don't know if your big man's going to play.
That's the toughest guy.
Yeah.
Because he changes everything.
I think he's done a wonderful job. I really do.
Yeah.
Let me just say this because the playoffs have been phenomenal. Phenomenal. And yesterday, we saw the Celtics sweep Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. There's a problem here. Now, Indiana was missing Oladipo. So, you have to take it with a grain of salt. I mean, they played some good, hardy basketball without their best player and extremely their best scorer. But there were no match against Boston. But there's one thing. There's one problem. They are playing together. And Kyrie is focused now on winning. I said this on my national show and where we were breaking down the playoffs. And I said it on Saturday. So it's before the sweep, before everything. It was after the game Friday night. I think Boston beats Milwaukee.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, there'll be a big underdog. Milwaukee will be a heavy favorite because Milwaukee has just done nothing but trounce Detroit. It didn't matter that Blake Griffin came back. Mm. They trounced the Pistons. I think Boston will beat Milwaukee. I think Boston is playing really good defense. They got a lot of depth. There's something when you give the ball out to anyone else but Giannis, they can, now again, the Pistons are no, you can't look at that.
Yeah, they can't hang.
They'll have issues, and I'm just seeing issues. I think Celtics take them out. And
it's that depth, and
you know me, I hate them. I hate them. I actually like that Milwaukee team. Mm-hmm. And if not the Sixers, I would want Milwaukee to be in the NBA Finals. But I think Boston could take them out. I see the matchup.
The knockdown, drag out seven gamer.
I think it's a great, you know, maybe season six. But I think it's going to be a great series, close games.
Then the Sixers got to get by the Raptor. That way, you set up the Sixers and the C's in a conference final to go to the NBA final.
Which would be my dream.
Oh,
however,
my God.
That Raptor team I still think they're the team coming out of the East.
Yeah.
They're tough. And Orlando's nothing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not like looking at that series going, oh my God. But the way they play defense and the way they can just clamp down on you, and Kawhi's just so good.
Yeah.
And they can hit
you
threes.
You don't like the matchup either.
They can hit threes. That's the biggest problem. I don't like them. They're not. Now, the Sixers have grown, so we'll see soon enough.
Yeah.
How much growth? It's a tough match. It's going to be. I think it's a great series. I don't think it's impossible for the Sixers to win, but it's going to be a tough series.
Yeah, and here's the deal, you're not going to be able to overcome games without Embiid in that series. You're not going to?
No, he needs to play.
You're going to need Embiid to play every game. 610-632-0975. We need to hear from some of the jury members today and see where they're at right now, where their heads are. Not deliberating, but kind of where everybody's head's at in regards to the Sixers. 610-632-0975. Keyword at the top of the hour as well. Your chance at $1,000 here on the Midday Show. 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's talk about Jeep Freedom Days with the uncles. Yes. The Jeep Freedom Days are upon us at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, where you can save thousands on that new Jeep 4x4 or Ram pickup right now. Save up to 30% on that off of MSRP on that new truck, van, or Jeep. That savings up to 30%, savings up to $15,000 from Philadelphia's original Jeep deal. The Uncles family is proud to be family-owned and operated for three generations. That's the Uncles, Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul. Yeah, you're going to get the lowest prices, plus oil changes and state inspections and loaner cars at no charge. But here's the deal. With Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're going to be treated incredibly. You're going to fall in love, and just ask the uncles. While you go to save thousands on the Jeep Freedom Days and get that Jeep that you've always wanted, just remember that you're more than a customer. Indeed, family. In the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall. Online at any time at familyautos.com. You can see the uncles for details.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What an amazing game Saturday. That had it all. Now, when you look back at the Embiid, the block, it really wasn't a flagrant.
No, that wasn't a flagrant.
It actually shouldn't have been a flagrant. It shouldn't have been held up as a flagrant.
Well, the only reason it was a flagrant is because of what ensued. And what it... I mean, that was not a flagrant foul.
Listen, Jared Dudley was waiting. Mm-hmm. He was waiting for something like that. He was, you know, again, this goes into your wheelhouse.
Yep.
He was playing hockey player.
Yeah, I'm gonna trade myself for a player of higher value on their team.
Exactly what he did.
Yep. Sacrifice my play the rest of the game.
He was hoping to get Embiid, and he wound up getting Jimmy Butler.
Yep.
He was, you know, basically put himself out as bait.
I love what Butler said after the game. He just came running right away. It wasn't thinking about it. It was instinctual. As soon as somebody went after Embiid, boom, Butler was right there.
Yeah, they were like brothers. I mean, that's what it's supposed to be. You get these teammate playoff series, these playoff wars. These are great. This is what it's all about, man.
Yeah. Well, here's what Jimmy Butler said after the game.
I don't know. First of all, we knew it was coming.
Yeah, we definitely thought it was coming. I don't be paying attention to him too much. I just don't think you should run up on anybody like that. And not to say...
Especially because the foul was actually all ball.
Wasn't a flagrant, for sure. We got a dub. That's all I'm worried about. So that's it.
Yeah. Especially because it was all ball.
Yes.
Those two should go, after the season's over, they should just do a tour of the country. And do Q&As. It's hilarious. And Embiid has now said that he's going to pay the fine of Jimmy Butler. He would get $15,000 or $10,000?
He got 15 and Dudley got
25. 25, yeah. Well, that's insane, man. Like, what's in store tomorrow night? Like, what's the next chapter of dealing with this Dudley?
You know, it's funny because I'm curious how they're going to go out. I think they go out like with a whimper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
I think they may, but I don't think he will.
Oh, Dudley?
Yeah.
I mean, he might. He might do something.
He's got another card to play.
Maybe.
It might be a deuce.
Maybe. But I think they go out with a whimper. I think they're done. Mm-hmm. I think they're... That was it. You know, they took their best shot, and now it's over.
Yeah.
I think they'll recognize it's over.
Yeah, and the fact that they blew it late.
I mean, I thought they had the beneficiary of some calls.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, the Sixers
were
up 3-1.
The beneficiary of some calls, I thought. There's a couple ones that I never talk about refs, officials, but I felt the game was a little home cooking.
A little suspect on a few of them.
Yeah, I just thought home cooking. Sometimes home cooking, that's real.
Yeah, no, it happens. And you just, through an entire season or a playoff series, it tends to balance out.
Yes.
So 610-632-0975. 7 minutes from now, we'll give you a keyword chance at $1,000 in our Big Green giveaway. Let's go to one of our jury members, Ant. Let's go to Evan Langhorne right now on the Fanatic. What's up, Ev?
How's it going, guys?
Yo, Ev.
I think Brett Brown did an amazing job Saturday just because he was able to adjust, you know, give Mike Scott, James Ennis, and even TJ minutes that they, you know, obviously they weren't expecting to, or he wasn't expecting to give those guys. So, he's definitely doing a great job in this series, and I hope this kind of carries over, you know, to Toronto.
Yeah, I do too. I think you're right. I think he's coached well. I think, you know, he's called to push all the right buttons. I mean, it's difficult when you're big man, your best player is a game time decision in every game. I mean, think about that. And I agree with you. I like the fact he switched off. He ran a two-man game a lot with Butler and Tobias, which I liked. I thought that was good. And look at Ben. I mean, Ben has blossomed a lot, I think, in this series. I mean, ever since after game one, he's come out and he's played possessed.
Yeah, he's played. I do see, like, some of the emotional growth, too, like, since game one. Because game one was obviously a total dud for him. And I do wish also that I could have seen more of that Monstar lineup, or just any of it, last game, because that would have been fun to watch. And I'm also surprised.
The problem is, remember, they brought Bolden, and I wanted Bolden. They brought Bolden in, and he was a train wreck for 4 minutes catching fouls, and he was bad.
Yeah, and if you have Boban in there at any extended period of time, he turns out to be a train wreck, too.
No, I don't want
to. You just go, oh, no.
He's so bad defensively.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just surprised that Mike Scott didn't KO Milk Dud over there the other day.
But how about the Mike Scott shot, though? I mean, you know, Embiid, they try to get the ball to Embiid in the post, and he kind of fumbles it, but then he has the wherewithal to see Scott standing there in the corner. And he just right arm one hands it to him, and yeah, Scott hits that shot. I mean, that what a shot!
It was incredible. It was the way to go. It was exactly the way I felt you needed to do, which is you got to get the ball down low to him. And you're right. You know, kind of fumble it a bit, but as the ball was going out of bounds, he saves it on the money to Scott. And
it's a great instinctual play by Embiid.
Well, he's a great athlete.
Yeah,
I mean, he's got great hands. He's a great athlete.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at his hand eye. I mean, that's what makes him such a great player, that at that size, he's got such great athleticism, such great coordination.
Yes, he's got great feet. That's all that soccer he played. I mean, that
and his hands, like here's the thing.
Touch.
The hands are even as important, as vital as the hands, because whether it's his touch from the free throw line or on a play like that, that's all about hands, right? Like, you're falling out of bounds, and you got to get the pass to him where it's not a skip pass. He's open, so you want to try to get it to him where he can catch and shoot. And it was on the money.
Yeah, he didn't throw like a 90 mile an hour fastball at his ankle, which is what a lot of guys will do. They just do it and they just try to hum it just to keep it in bounds.
Right,
it's like turning
I was like turning a double play.
Yeah, you're right. It had tremendous touch on the pass, and it was a perfect pass.
It's all about the relay throw, right? Like, if you're going to turn a double play, it's all about where you catch the relay throw.
You run a sweet spot.
Right.
Yeah, and then you're able to turn it. You get it perfectly into your body. He gives it to him in the perfect position so he can pull up and nail it, and then he nails the shot. And you're going, see, the other thing about Brett Brown, too, is, and you talked about it, not knowing if Embiid's going to play, that's very difficult on a coach because so much is predicated on him.
Yeah.
But then couple that in that game on Saturday, and then you lose Jimmy. And then you go, okay, well, I have Embiid now, but now I don't have Jimmy, and I already got a thin bench here that I'm working with, and somehow I'm able to piece it together and come back, give up 17 points in the fourth quarter, and win game four. I mean, it's really impressive.
Nah, again, I think he's done a marvelous job this whole series with, if you look at some of the moves that he made, like within games, whether it's substitution or whether it's plan of attack. And look at them defensively. Don't they look much better defensively?
Incredibly different.
Because you're not switching on every play. They're fighting through screens.
Yeah.
It's one thing, you get beat and you call out the switch, right? You call it out. Help, help. But you really want to be able to fight through the screen and stay with your man.
Yeah. Because that's how you're matched up. So you're in the best matchup position already. You're not getting Embiid on a guard who can just blow by him, right? So it's they look like a different basketball team since game one. They really do. There's been moments in games and swings where you go, oh boy, what's going on here? But they look good right now. Boy, they look like they're dialed in right now. And they're going to step on their neck tomorrow night. I can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, I would be stunned if the series wasn't over tomorrow night. I mean, look, they're a better team. They're a better team without Embiid, and they're a much, much better team with Embiid.
Yeah.
So I would be shocked. My only fear going forward, again, when we're talking about Raptors, is Joe ready to play? Like, can Joe go a whole series?
Yeah. Can he go seven?
And you're going to need him to play minutes, like real minutes.
Yeah, you're dead right about that, and that's a huge question. And we'll see. We got to keep him off the Chick-fil-A, apparently.
Well, we had the Chick-fil-A challenge on Friday, right, Andrew?
to do everything, eat his Chick-fil-A challenge.
So, nobody came through.
Yeah, nobody came through. We wanted someone to do his challenge.
What was the last thing? The three.
So he does four milkshakes.
Four milkshakes.
Four chicken sandwiches. Three fries.
And they're waffle fries. Those things are big and heavy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The four milkshakes is a killer.
And they use the real ice cream, the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, it's a heavy milkshake.
It's a fine milkshake. And then Andrew said that he could not replicate it because of the dairy.
Yeah, the milkshake would be an issue for me.
He'd be at the bench. No wonder why, who was doing the mustard gas at the bench the other night.
That's probably why.
It's probably him.
The mustard gas?
You smelt it.
I love the smell of the napalm in the morning. Everybody was breaking that down like it was the Zapruder tape.
I know. Well, the bro had a field day on it.
Yeah. He's been hours. He's calling in experts.
Oh, yeah, he loved it.
Well, did you see the latest video that came out of Joel Embiid? I guess he was in Brooklyn walking the streets, and somebody was saying, hey, is the series over? And
he's coming out of the Shake Shack.
Coming out of Shake Shack.
TMZ.
Yeah, like a brown paper bag full of burgers, and it was him and his girl in the car. She was having like two bites, if you've seen her before. She's not exactly eating a ton.
Well, she's an Instagram model.
Oh, yes, she is.
Sports Illustrated.
Oh, yeah. I did some investigating on that.
South American beauty.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's worried about Joe going to South America to play, are they? Because he's dating a South American girl.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.